From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told reporters early Thursday the U.S. and Russia should intervene at the highest level to help revive stalled proximity talks between Damascus and the opposition.
This round of talks have instead been overshadowed, let's be frank, by a substantial and indeed worrisome deterioration of the cessation of hostilities. We cannot ignore that. And we have not ignored it, and I have mentioned it to the Security Council. We cannot ignore the fact that during these talks, we have been having incidents one after the other.
De Mistura said he hoped the talks could resume next month, but only after a reduction in fighting that jeopardizes a two-month-old cessation of hostilities. He said the uptick in fighting has also slowed aid deliveries. Civil defense volunteers are quoted as saying another 20 civilians were killed Wednesday in government airstrikes on a hospital and residential building in Aleppo. Russia has asked the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on two Syrian opposition groups involved in peace talks. Ambassador Vitaly Churkin accuses Jaish al-Islam and Ahrar al-Sham of being closely connected to Islamic State and al-Qaeda. Jaish al-Islam is a top member of the Western and Arab-backed High Negotiations Committee. Ahrar al-Sham aligned with the al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. As many as 16 Egyptians are believed to have been killed in clashes Wednesday between Egyptian migrants and Libyan smugglers. Witnesses quoted by the Egyptian state-run newspaper Al-Aram El-Arabi said three of the smugglers were also killed. Libya has become a conduit for migration from Africa and the Middle East to Europe. This is VOA News. A coalition opposed to the Islamic State said the Sunni militant insurgency is clearly on the defensive and losing ground, but remains a potent threat. Meeting Wednesday in Kuwait, this small group of the Global Coalition to Counter ISIL cited recent attacks in Belgium, France, and Tunisia as evidence of the continued danger posed by the IS group, and it warned its lasting defeat will be long and difficult. But the coalition did say the IS group has been degraded in a number of ways. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
In Iraq, the calculations are that we have driven ISIL out of about 40% of the territory on the ground that they previously controlled. In Syria, the number is somewhat smaller, but it's about 16%, which represents important progress. And this isn't just large swaths of unpopulated desert land. These are populated areas that have been retaken from ISIL.
The coalition, which includes the U.S., said the Islamic State has lost its leaders at a high rate, lost large numbers of fighters, and its financial resources are drying up. Salah Abdeslam, believed to be the last surviving member of the terror gang that killed 130 people in Paris 5 months ago, was formally charged in a Paris court Wednesday with murder, kidnapping, and using bombs and deadly weapons. The 26-year-old Moroccan-born suspect was ordered held in solitary confinement until May 20th. The U.S. is anticipating more provocations from North Korea, including a possible fifth nuclear test, possibly in early May, when the isolated regime convenes its Workers' Party Congress. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified Wednesday before a U.S. congressional committee.
While we've taken significant steps to make it more difficult for North Korea to acquire technology and equipment for those programs, or the resources to pay for them, the fact remains that their development continues. As a result, they get closer to the day when they have the capacity to strike at our allies, at our partners, and at the United States with a ballistic missile armed with a miniaturized nuclear warhead.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is expected to use the upcoming Congress, the first in nearly 40 years, to strengthen his hold on power and affirm claims of recent progress in the country's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Russia has launched the first rocket from its new cosmodrome, Vostochny, after a one-day delay for technical reasons. The Soyuz rocket carried three microsatellites into orbit Thursday. The spaceport is in Russia's far eastern Amur region. It has been hailed by the Kremlin as a major step forward, despite numerous construction delays and a budget of up to $6 billion. The World Bank says it's suspending further development loans to Mozambique after the country admitted to having more than $1 billion of undisclosed debt. It affects $40 million in direct budgetary support this year. The U.S. Central Bank, which raised a key interest rate in December for the first time in nearly a decade, ended a two-day policy meeting, saying the rate will remain unchanged for now. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.